Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Have you seen that girl in the corner? I'd like to take her out of her chains. Cause if I had my way with you, baby.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two on this terrific Tuesday, October 1st, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I'm going to continue on with this story that I brought up with Ian Murphy. Again, vice presidential debate may be hazardous to your mental health. This is a real legitimate story, folks. MERS News Service reaching out to not only one, not two, but three professors at my former school, Michigan State University. If you're looking for a reason to not watch Tuesday night's vice presidential debate, some Michigan State University experts may have an alibi for you. Watching the matchup between Republican J.D. Vance and Democrat Tim Walz could be hazardous to your mental health. Again, Michigan State University Assistant Professor of Communications Jacob Fisher says, the human brain has a limited capacity to process information. So what ends up grabbing your attention is either surprising, emotionally, and or morally charged items, or something that simply reinforces what you already believe about certain groups. He went on to say this can lead to a phenomenon known as doom scrolling, compulsively seeking out and consuming negative news, a behavior which can impact our mental health and our overall worldview, Fisher said. Along those same lines comes Mark Brandt of the Michigan State University Department of Psychology, who said when politics are on people's minds, they express more dislike of opposing partisans than they have in years past. When they run into political information or opinions they disagree with, it's more likely to be tinged with animosity. The more controversial the subjects come up, the more stressful and angrier somebody will get. The stress and negativity surrounding politics have negative effects on people's mental health, Brandt said. Although it's possible to downplay these negative political emotions, research finds that when people do this, they are less likely to engage in politics. Folks, I believe this is exactly why we are seeing so many of the signs being stolen. And most of the signs that are being stolen are for either Republican and or conservative candidates. Conservatives are not out there stealing Kamala Harris signs. They're not stealing Elisa Slotkin signs. They're not stealing Callie Barr signs, who's running against Congressman Jack Bergman. The signs that are being stolen are Trump signs, Republican signs for Rogers and or even local school board races. Those are the signs that are being stolen, taken, damaged, destroyed. Some people even driving pickup trucks over yard signs, going up into people's yards and running the signs over. Sometimes even causing damage to the property, let alone the chance of them being caught on videotape and getting their license plate. Another professor, Mark Brandt, Michigan State University Department of Psychology, said that this year, opposing partisans are a lot more likely to express their dislike of opposing candidates than they have in years past. When they run into political information or opinions they disagree with, we are looking at things happening that is not normal like we have seen in the past. The more controversial the subjects come up, the more stress and the angrier somebody will get. He continues, this stress and negativity surrounding politics has negative effects on people's mental health. Although it is possible to downplay these negative political emotions, research finds that they are less likely to engage in the politics. I repeated that paragraph for a reason. One of the things that we're noticing, and one of the things that is happening, we've had two attempted assassinations of Donald Trump. Ones that we've actually found out about. Now there's rumors that there were actually two others that the FBI, working with Secret Service and with the Trump campaign, have uncovered but not released any information about. Why? Because they caught the individual before anything happened. One gentleman from California supposedly had it all plotted out to explode a bomb at a Trump rally. One that would have not only killed Donald Trump, but all those people present at the event. Why did that perhaps not come out? Well, they didn't want to scare people from attending Trump rallies. That's number one. Number two, they caught the guy well in advance before anything happened. Do you think negative campaigns, negative ads, these attacks where Donald Trump is dangerous, Mike Rogers is dangerous? Well, if you're a mental health person in a situation with your mental health that you're not completely stable, you could possibly act on those type of ads. Another story that ties in right along with this, kind of a double play situation, more House candidates appear to be going negative in new ads. State representative race, Donnie Steele, Republican Lake Orion, is getting called Dirty Donnie, an ad that's been funded by the House Democratic Fund. Says her priorities are hard to swallow based on her votes. Talking about two specific bills, Senate Bill 14, House Bill 4341, which basically provided for our laws in Michigan to be not stricter than federal bills, was part of a package, listen to this, to install drinking water filters in schools. The video shows drinking glasses filled with dirty water that reveals Steele's face as water is poured into him. Who is partly responsible for this ad? The Democrat candidate Shadia Martini's campaign. Meanwhile, Lisa Trombley, Republican candidate for the 103rd, is criticized for her stance on abortion in a negative ad funded by, again, the House Democratic Fund, the HDF, and the Democrat Betsy Kofia of Traverse City. The ad says, Trombley's radical agenda puts Michigan women in danger, serving as yet another instance of candidates calling one another dangerous. I'm going to stop right there. I've seen that ad. In watching Tiger baseball, I've seen it. First of all, any ad that you see regarding abortion, regarding a presidential or U.S. Senate, Mike Rogers or Lisa Sletkin, or even House of Representatives in Lansing, in the state house, it's a complete bogus ad. Again, based on Michigan voters amending our state constitution when it comes to abortion in Michigan. President Trump, Mike Rogers, Lisa Trombley, all Republicans, cannot do anything to change abortion rights in the state of Michigan thanks to Proposal 3 that passed in 2022. The Constitution was amended. All of their abortion rights are absolutely guaranteed and protected, enshrined in our state constitution. No lawmaker, no executive, president, or governor can do anything about abortion rights in Michigan. Period. End of discussion. Game over. Checkmate. Mic drop. Whatever you want to call it. That issue is a dead issue in Michigan. Why are the Democrats choosing to use this as an attack ad against Donald Trump, Mike Rogers, and now even a state house candidate, Lisa Trombley? Why? Because it works. We're going to talk about that component of this story. Final segment of our number two. We'll be right back.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
November 5th, vote for the six concerned citizens who will lead to improve the Onaway Public School District's board. Think of Black Pepper to remember their last names. Bonnard Lefebvre, Christian Kowalski, Palmer Rieger. Again, please vote for Bonnard Lefebvre, Christian Kowalski, Palmer Rieger. Leadership for better schools in Onaway. Thank you.
Paid for by the Presque Isle County Republican Committee.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. Wrapping up this going negative in ads story from MERS News Service. State representative races, congressional races, presidential races. Up in the UP, Jen Hill, the Democrat from Marquette, is facing a very strong challenger in the retired weatherman, Carl Bonek. Retiring from being the weatherman and local TV up there with great name recognition, Republican-leaning year with Donald Trump at the top of the ticket. A lot of people fed up with the Biden-Harris economy, open borders, immigration, the whole nine yards. Well, Jen Hill and the Democrats, the House Democrat Fund, running TV ads comparing Bonek to being a weird, crazy uncle, stereotyping him, bringing up his stance on climate change, vaccinations, and even election security. Going negative on him. In U.S. Congress race, Livingston County's Sheriff Mike Murphy, while wearing his uniform, says he's supporting 7th Congressional District candidate Republican Tom Barrett. Because of open borders the Democrats have pursued has caused officer morale to plummet. Kind of interesting, because Murphy is being investigated by who? The Democrat, Dana Nessel, who weaponizes her attorney general's office against Republicans because Murphy, being investigated for allegedly violating Campaign Finance Act when he hosted former President Donald Trump in a county building for a campaign event in August. Livingston Sheriff under investigation for campaign finance laws back on August 22nd. But yet he's doing TV ads for Tom Barrett. Similarly, Genesee County Democrat Sheriff Chris Swanson and County Prosecutor David Layton have stated their support for Senator, State Senator Kristen McDonald Rivett, who's running in the 8th Congressional District next door, citing her work to increase law enforcement funding and securing the border. Really? Securing the border? Sheriff Swanson, Prosecutor Layton, explain to me exactly how has State Senator Kristen McDonald Rivett has worked to secure the border. As a state senator in Lansing, exactly what has she done for securing the border? Can you explain that to me? Chris, David, you're welcome on the show anytime. If anybody knows these guys, give them my number. Because for the life of me, I don't know of any legislation. I look at every single bill that goes to committee in both the House and the Senate, and I know nothing about McDonald Rivett doing anything regarding securing the border. Please explain that to me. Or I have a very simple question for you. Is that a bald-faced lie? Because she's running for Congress to go to Washington, D.C., are you trying to make her look like she's already a congresswoman? Is that what you're trying to do? Because the last time I looked, the border is a federal issue. The only way a state legislature or governor can deal with it is if they're actively on the southern border, like Texas, Arizona. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm fully aware of the fact that Michigan has two borders and a lot of open water in our border with Canada. Ambassador Bridge, Windsor Tunnel, Blue Water Bridge, Sarnia, I get it. Looking up even into the UP, Sault Ste. Marie, heading into Canada. Not to mention the St. Clair River. Down south of Port Huron, folks, you can literally use a dinghy to cross the St. Clair River from Michigan into Canada and be across within a matter of 2-3 minutes, if that, with less than probably an 8 to 15 horse motor on the dinghy. You can ride a jet ski across the river and be in Canada. Heck, on a good day, you can even swim across it. That's how short a distance it is. You might end up downriver a little bit, but you're going to get there. Unbelievable. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support